I am Katie, and this is my first season with the Falcons. I knew a few girls that used to dance at East Carolina University, which is where I danced in college, and they were Falcons cheerleaders, and I just remember like seeing pictures of them, and I knew that when I graduated, I didn't want to stop dancing, and so I prepared like all of my senior year of college to come to Atlanta and try out. I'd only been to Atlanta one time for a baseball game, and so it was a big jump for me, but that's what really made me want to come to Atlanta, was just seeing them have a great time, I guess. So I graduated in May from East Carolina University, but I want to apply to grad school, so I want to be a physician's assistant, which is a two-year program, and a lot of PA programs require different prerequisites. And so I'm at Georgia State University right now, just finishing up a class that I need to apply in the fall, and I also nanny Monday through Friday. So yeah, I got a sweet little family. Little girl named Anna, and then a boy named Nate, and they're very athletic. So I'm used to like little girls that like go to dance class, but I take her to like soccer and baseball, so it's a lot of fun. Well, I got started a little later. I was always a tomboy. Like I remember my mom like pushing me to like do dance class, and I actually hated it my first year, and I took a year off, and then I ended up coming back because I really like to tumble. So I like to like roll around the mat and like do flips and stuff. And then I remember graduating high school, I was like, I don't want to be done. I want to keep doing this. Like I love performing and just being on stage and in front of a lot of people. And so I tried out for ECU and I just loved it, obviously. So I did it for all 4 years. We had auditions for like, it was almost a week long. And Saturday before like our final auditions, he got drafted, and my whole family was like freaking out. They were like, oh my God, you have to make the team. They're like, no pressure. I'm like, okay. But I mean, so awesome that he's here, or that we're both here and I get to cheer for him again. It's been so awesome because I am from North Carolina, and coming here was a huge leap for me. I mean, I didn't really know anyone, and they've been just super helpful. Like even when I was, you know, I was homeless, I didn't live here until June, and we had things to do in May, and you know, just letting me stay with them, or you know, just little tips like, you know, don't forget your earrings, or if I forgot some, you know, they're more than willing, like, oh, I have an extra pair, or just like little reminders like, this is what we're wearing today. And just everyone is so nice. And you'd think, you know, I always get questioned like, how are the girls, you know, like, is it, because you'd think you'd get 36 girls together, you'd be dramatic, but it's really not. I mean, they really are. They're so awesome. My most memorable moment so far would be the Redskins game. A lot of people would, you'd think I would say like my first game, but it was such a blur, and being in the Georgia Dome and everything, just, it's hard to take it all in. But I think the Redskins game, I was really able to just enjoy the game, and then going into overtime, it was crazy. And of course, pulling out the win, you know, just topped it all off. I would just say, follow your dreams. I mean, it might seem scary at first, but it's so worth it. I mean, being able to perform in front of that many people and just building the relationships that I have built, and even going out into the community, I mean, just the whole experience is so worth it.